That's why our mashayikh, there is a history of sabr for our mashayikh. Allahu Akbar. Just let me quote few instances. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, he saw in dream that he is slaughtering his son in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in the morning he got up, told his wife, Hajra, just give birth to this son and I want to take him. We want to see someone very big. Sayyidina Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she gave birth to her son and put on his body the good clothes and put perfume and everything, and then she prepared him. Now Ismail, he was just in the age in which the child just runs to one place to the other. In this running age, he started walking with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam took a knife with him. When he went out, then Shaitan came to Hajra radiallahu ta'ala. And then he said, you know where your son has gone? She said, he has gone with the father. You know why the father took him outside the city? Because he want that we have to meet to a big one. He said, no, this is not true. The truth is that he want to slaughter the son. Then Hajra, Bibi Hajra, she replied, how it is possible? A father can slaughter the son? Shaitan said, yes, he has been given commandments and dream by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he said this, then Hajra radiallahu ta'ala anha, she replied that if his commandment was for me, so I am also prepared to give my life for the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan, he was unsuccessful. He came to Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam and he said, Ismail, you know where you are going? He said, yes, I am going to see some big one. No, no, no. Your father wants to kill you. He said, how it is possible? A father can kill the son? He said, yes, he has been ordered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Ismail al-Islam, he replied that if it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am prepared to give my life in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he came to Ibrahim al-Islam and said, never kill your son. Otherwise, you will get zillat, insult throughout the world. How? Because you know, Kabil killed his brother Habil and he was insulted. You will also be insulted. Then Ibrahim alayhi salam told him, no. Kabil killed his brother to fulfill his bad ambition. He wanted to fulfill his lust. He wanted to get his wife. But I am slaughtering my son on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How you can compare these two things together? So Shaitan, he could not attack. Then at this point, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam talked to his son and said, Ya Bunayya, oh my son, inni ara fil manam, I have seen in the dream, anni azbahuka, I am slaughtering you in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَنْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Now tell me, what's your opinion? Now what was the answer of Ismail alayhi salam? He replied, يَا أَبَتِفْعَ الْمَا تُؤْمَرْ. Oh my dad, do whatever has been ordered to you. سَتَاجِدُنِي إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. This is sabr. That a person is prepared, small child, he was prepared to give his life in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What hardship we get in our life? Some problem in business, some sickness, some sad news, and on this we are complaining about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was prepared to give his life. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And then, let's see in this ummah. There are hundreds and hundreds of instances where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they kept patience and they bore the hardship just to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhum, he was given a lot of pain. So many other Sahaba, but they kept patience.